Hi, I'm Mickey Lowe.
Hi, I'm Bishop Todd. And welcome to the C4SO podcast.
Hey, Esau, good morning. Great to see you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Esau, if we were playing word association with people and I said, Dr. Esau McCauley, people are going to think of you as a scholar, you know, a professor. Yeah. Others would think of you as a public theologian.
Yeah.
But people aren't aware that you also have a lot of church experience. Describe that a bit.
Yeah, I was actually ordained in 2004, if I want to get that number correctly. And I did youth ministry for 4 years. I was a pastor of a multi-ethnic campus church, Dartmouth College, for like a year or two. I was an associate pastor for about 3 years in Virginia. I was the rector of a international Anglican church in Okinawa. And for the 3 or 4 years that I did my PhD, I was also on staff at a church in Scotland. And so, yeah, I've been in church ministry full time for like about a decade. And then here and there, since I went back to school and wandered into the academy. I was actually ordained in the Baptist church at the age of 18.
Oh, so, good grief. That you got props. That is props. Yeah. Yes.
So I guess I'm on 45. So more than half of my life I've been in ministry of some
point. Yeah, I've heard you say in the years that we've known each other many times, not a struggle in a negative way, but more like a positive struggle towards a vision, positively walking towards a vision of not merely being a public theologian, not merely being a theologian in the classroom, but a giving of your life to the church. And so, not that it's been any secret, it's just kind of what you and I talk about one-on-one.
Yeah.
You've been dreaming and thinking about maybe planting a church in Greater Chicago for a year and a half or 2 years. So tell your friends a bit about how that sparked in you.
Well, I mean, 2 to 3 years might be short. I will put it at closer to since the day that I arrived in Chicago.
Okay.
Even back.
All right.
So, you know, I'd always wanted to do pastoral ministry. And when I went and originally did my doctoral studies, it was with the aim of actually doing academics overseas. I wanted to train Anglican clergy in the majority world. Variety of reasons in my family that didn't work out. And so we ended up saying, let's see how the academy stuff goes. We'll do it for 3 to 5 years and that doesn't work. You can kind of go back to do pastoral work. My wife was like, if you did a whole PhD, you should at least try to teach a little.
Yeah.
Me and my wife. And so we went into academic work and it just actually kind of took off in ways that we hadn't expected. So I never thought I'd do stuff like the New York Times and people have responded well to my written work. And so a lot of the last 3 to 5 years just been kind of dealing with that and kind of, but that entire time I had this sense in my heart, you know, I love the academy. I love the public stuff, but I really, really love the local church. And if you can allow me to say a little bit of why.
Yes.
One of the things when you are a writer, there's always like something somewhere that some Christian is doing that you disagree with. There's always, right?
Yeah.
And the church does a lot of stuff that's, you know, that we need to be rebuked for. And there is a lot of necessary critique that comes to the part of the work as a writer. Because when you write something, you think people could do it better. If people were doing it perfectly, you wouldn't write about it.
Right.
I had this growing sense that I didn't want to simply be adjacent to the church and comment on it. I wanted to be directly involved in the life.
Yeah.
And I still think the local church is the hope of the world. I think that the local pastor is like the best job in the world. And so I had this sense that I had more to offer to the church than simply my writing. They just wouldn't go away. And spent a lot of time when I was on sabbatical.
Yes, right? That's right. Yeah.
And I just had this sense that, you know, some people have two calls where, you know, they feel a call to the church and to the academy. And as a matter of fact, the more I began to reflect on, a lot of my favorite theologians and scholars have done both. Like N.T. Wright did both. Someone like Joseph Ratzinger did both. He was the Pope, right?
Yeah.
And even John Stott.
Yes.
I think there's something that special that can occur when the church and the academy are in dynamic tension in the life of a congregation and in the life of the clergy person. And I think this is actually much more common in Anglicanism, that we have a high view of the church. So obviously, even the academics who are within the academy, who are also Anglican, are going to feel some of that tension too. So I decided I'm not going to fight it anymore. I got permission from my bishop. And so we've been moving forward with planning a church in Naperville, which is the town next to where I'm located at Wheaton College.
Yeah. I think in the years we've known each other, you've talked to me about your heart for the church, you know, dozens and dozens of times.
Get you in trouble because Bishop Todd, he was like, why would you do this? Like, why don't you just sit around and like write your articles and like travel around and speak? He's like, why would you ever come back and do this job? And I was, Bishop, it's because the church is a glory. Because, and this is the thing, when I was growing up and I was having difficulties in my own personal life with my family, it was the church that was there.
Yeah.
When I asked the questions, it was the church that was there.
Yeah.
And I do believe that all ministry is important. There's not a hierarchy.
Yeah.
The work that the local church does matters. And as a matter of fact, I've always had this real sense. And once again, I think that there's tons of great churches in the world. So we're not special. We're not special sauce.
Yeah.
I really had this strong desire to be a part of a multi-ethnic Anglican church.
Yeah.
It's just something that's always been a part of my own sense of calling.
Yeah.
Opportunity to really participate in the creation of multi-ethnic Anglican church that reaches its neighbors with the transforming love of Jesus, a church for the sake of others.
Yeah.
Something that I felt like God put on my heart and I discerned with friends and family. So there you go.
Yeah. You know, now that I think about it, hearing you say that, I probably first heard you say things like that 6 or 7 years ago when we first really met, when you were speaking at a Telos event that, you know, people have been around for a while may remember those events we did, but yeah, certainly, Esau, you've been talking to me about this for a long time. Now we come to this exciting turning point in your life with the planting of All Saints Anglican Church in Naperville. So I know your guys are just still drawing things up on the whiteboard. As an old football player, you're still drawing. Are you old enough to have drawn up plays on whiteboards, or were they tablets when you were in college?
Yeah, Moses wrote through my plate. we had both chalkboards and dry erase boards.
Okay, but no tablets.
No tablets. No.
Okay.
90s.
Yeah. So as you guys are drawing things up and families are coming together, what are you noticing so far just in these early weeks that excites you?
Well, I can say that we've had two different meetings where the people who are involved have asked this question, how can we pray for you? And that's just been a really, really humbling thing because
it's beautiful.
Yeah. We have no money. We have no risk. Yeah. We have no building. We just have a vision.
And yeah.
I guess there's two things. One is the idea that they've asked about how to pray for me. So they've already shown a concern for me and my family. The second one is the eagerness with which they've attached to the vision. We said, you know, we want to be a biblically faithful, sacramental, multi-ethnic church, reaching out to share with our neighbors to transform the love of Jesus while caring for the needy and contending for justice.
Yep.
We presented that vision to families, and the speed with which they have grabbed a hold to that, I've been surprised. And so we've had kind of an enthusiastic response and maybe even a sense of responsibility. You know, you have a church that's on paper.
Yeah.
The moment that you have people who start showing up, there's a sense of I'm responsible for these people.
That
I have a duty of spiritual care.
And so
quickly from having no members, even to having a few members, it just completely, I feel like it's like a real boy.
Yeah. Yeah. You're starting to feel like a pastor already.
This is something that God has put on my heart. And it's been a long time, you know.
Yeah.
In some ways, you know, I initially got involved in the movement related to Anglicanism was when I was in college. It was 2002. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's been 22 years. And I've never really been involved in a multi-ethnic Anglican church. And it's something that was there from the beginning. I came from the Black church and I said, you know, we can have the liturgy and a little bit of like sauce with it too. And so the opportunity to really begin to cast that vision to see people grab a hold to it. And even like the fact that we're pretty unapologetic. Hey, we like the Bible over here. And that it's okay to like the Bible and to care about the suffering peoples of the world. And I think people hungry for that expression. There are kind of churches that are heavy on concern for the community, which is right, but sometimes they're not as strong on the clarity of who we are theologically in Scripture.
Right.
They're heavy on Scripture. And so this is not, it's not to say that there aren't other churches that are doing it. There are tons of churches that are doing it. But the fact that when we cast that kind of vision for people, they were excited about it. It's just really encouraging.
Yeah, that's great.
And we're talking about City of Naperville. Yeah. We got a church plant in there.
Yeah.
Naperville is at 150,000 people. Uh-huh. 55,000 of them are Asian, Latino, or Black. And so it's about 35-40% non-white. Just a great place to create a multicultural church. And there is a TNA church in that city of over 150,000. So we're really excited about getting to work, getting connected, trying to serve in the community. So we're just
may it be so. We're all pulling for you, rooting for you. So I know you've been working with Brad Swope, our canon for church planting.
Yeah.
What's coming up next in the next few months? What's on your radar screen?
Well, we have, for the congregation itself, we have an interest meeting, our first kind of public interest meeting. We've been meeting with families before now. We're going to say, anybody who's interested in coming, that's happening October 6th. We're going to have another interest meeting in November, and then we're hoping to have like kind of a Christmas Eve worship type.
Nice.
Have a few things. We're meeting weekly with, as a core team, we're doing evening prayer, talking through the vision, talking through the values. And so that's been going well. We're potentially looking to add some staffing. We have some pretty talented local people here, and we might eventually open it up for something that's a little bit wider.
Yeah, good. Well, as you get started, a couple questions. First, if people want to connect with you, how can they connect? Like if they got a friend or a family member or somebody living near Naperville and they want to connect you, how can people connect?
www.allsaintsnaperville.com. Allsaintsnaperville.com. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page.
And at this point, if people are around you in greater Naperville, how could somebody help if they want to help?
Well, they can.
Should they reach out to you that same way? And
reach out the same way. They can obviously join our launch team, come to the interest meetings. Those would probably be the pray for us.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of the things that we have in our mission statement is the language of striving. Your churches never arrive at their vision. I've never been in a church where everybody was perfectly sanctified and we just live in our lives.
Yeah.
And so I would say pray for us that we're able to live into the vision that always runs ahead of us.
Yeah.
You need God's help to do it. And so I would ask for their prayer. But if you're local and you want to be involved, you go to allsaintsnaperville.com. There's a place you can fill out a little form and you will be connected that way.
Okay, great.
But you can give us money because like all church plants, we're all broke.
Wait, say that. What'd you say? You saw say that again.
They can give us money. Like all church plants, we have no money. if you go to our website, there's a place on there where you can give. And that money goes directly to helping us with doing stuff. I've thought about having this thing. I'm not organized enough to do it, Todd. You can delete this later. Mm-hmm. But I want to have like, you know how they have like registries?
Yes. I had the exact same idea about church plants. I need a PA. I need a this. I need a that. Yeah.
So like, we're angling. We need chalices. We need candles. Yeah. All the stuff, right? And so,
yeah.
If you feel like, hey, I want to donate the cross, so we can have a decent procession. We'll take whatever you can get. We're rough and tumble out here in Naperville right now.
that's so great. So again, I know because you've been connecting with Brad, that you know that you're in a sense kind of joining a community of church planters here in C4SO. We always got people planting church. So now that you're taking that into your heart and soul, been at it for a month or so now, give a word of encouragement to your fellow planters. Like, what would you hope and pray as you all as a community are doing this? How would you bless them?
I would say to the actual planters, thank you. Just listening to and being on the conversation, people who are doing the same thing has been an encouragement. And so for me, I'm more, rather than in giving them a word of encouragement, I want to say thank you. Thank you for encouraging me. And just seeing their faithful work and how God has blessed it and how they persevere through difficulties. I might want to say to someone who is considering planting, I'll speak to those people.
Yeah.
Everything in God's own timing, but I probably could have done this sooner, but there's a lot of fear and hesitancy. And I want to say if God is, is calling you to it, like, discern now. I sat down with Bishop Todd and I spoke with the our church planning director. And so we go through the right process, right? Don't just ignore it. But if you feel called to do it, maybe God will, maybe you will cast the vision and people will gather around it. And every church looks different. And that's one of the other things I've learned is that the churches look different. And so I want to encourage the people who are thinking about planting that our diocese does a really good job of supporting you. They come alongside you. There is a good community of people who are doing the same thing. And so come on in. The water spot is probably what I would say.
Yeah. Great. All right, Esau. Hey, thanks as always. You know, a million thanks. You, behind the scenes, you served me in so many ways as a colleague and consultant, and you've helped so many ways in, you know, theologically with people, and now starting All Saints Anglican Church in Naperville. You go. We're applauding and rooting and pulling for you.
Yeah. Thank you. And also, I'll probably shout out that, you know, I probably should say, rather than give us money, that I'll probably should say there's tons of people who are planting churches in our diocese. And so there's a general fund.
Yes.
The fund for me, give it to the general fund and help the church planters who may not have the same profile. You might struggle a little bit more. So give money to someone who's establishing new congregations, because it's a hard and important work.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Esau. I'm going to come visit you someday at All Saints Anglican Church in Naperville.
Well, you have to install me when I become.
All right. Done. Done. All right. See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the C4SO podcast. If you like what you heard, please feel free to share this episode and subscribe and leave a review. It helps us to get the word out. Thanks.